Just wanted you to know. Written by, this username is unavailable. And read by, Hello Moon. Summary. Steve meets up with Eddie one last time to let him hear the truth. It probably isn't the last time, but maybe he'll sleep better tonight. Steve made himself comfortable against the base of the oak tree. The sun had just started to set over Hawkins, and for once, Steve thought it looked really beautiful. All the colors bled together, coloring the grass in front of him a vibrant orangey pink. He kept the beer he tugged free from the six-pack clutched between his hands. It was open, but he hadn't taken a drink yet. Steve had already finished one while he waited for the sunset to start. It had been a long day, a lot of pretending things were getting back to normal, when they all knew that version of normal no longer existed. He kept his eyes on the horizon while listening to the birds chirp goodnight to each other up in the trees. Steve had been debating for weeks on how to start this conversation. He had told someone he liked them before, of course, but somehow this time was different. "I've been thinking a lot," Steve started, staring down the neck of the beer bottle. "A whole lot, mostly about what you and I talked about. You were trying so hard to give me advice about Nance, but I just need to be straight with you, Munson. I wasn't really listening." Steve glanced at Eddie, who didn't respond. He should have known he wouldn't get much out of the guy. Steve sighed and went quiet, too. The sun looked massive from where they were sat up on the grassy hill. It wasn't the first sunset he'd watched with Eddie, but he was wondering if maybe it might be the last.
"I was thinking about you,"
Steve chuckled. He was so nervous, the bottle of beer was in danger of falling out from his shaky grip. "Wondering if we might not make it this time, and if that meant it would be okay to kiss you." Steve winced, draining the beer and tossing the bottle aside in the grass. "Sorry, this is so much harder than I thought it would be." Steve pressed his face into his hands. They were cold from the beers. He sat like that for a minute, letting his closed eyes rest against his hands, which had clenched into fists. He didn't want to miss the sunset, though, so he quickly sat back up against the tree. The mood between him and Eddie felt somber. Different. Steve sighed and tried to give his confession another go. "Mr. Lemsk's shop class. Do you remember it?" Steve did, like it was yesterday. He hadn't wanted to take shop. He wasn't good with his hands like that, and he really didn't want all the guys in there ragging on him for it. Eddie had been in that class, too, but unlike Steve, he excelled with the coursework. After watching Steve fall apart while trying to use a saw, Eddie took pity on him and helped him out. It was actually kind of fun. The weird part was that outside of shop, they didn't ever interact. Or maybe the weird part was that Steve wished they did, wished Eddie would notice him outside of those four walls. It was weird, right? They didn't talk more? Steve convinced himself that he didn't need to chase a friendship with someone like Eddie. He was the freak, right? A freak couldn't be friends with the king. Christ, he was delusional back then. It took staring into Eddie's eyes in a hell dimension for Steve to realize what that nagging feeling about Eddie in the back of his mind really was, and what it actually meant. "So, I have a thing for you?" Steve winced again and picked up a third beer. "I mean, you know I like you. I know that's pretty... I mean, I think you felt the same way, right? And I always felt like that we should have acted on that when we had the chance, Eddie. We could have been..." Steve stopped, choking back all the things he had been thinking about for such a long, long time. He really shouldn't visit Eddie anymore. It wasn't good for his mental health. Even Dustin had mentioned that the last time they had visited Eddie together. Steve had lied about this last solo visit when the kids asked, which made him feel like some kind of weird stalker or something. He would never really know if Eddie had felt the same way. He could only guess. Deep down, Steve wanted to believe it was true with everything he had left, which wasn't much. Just hope. I've had a thing for you since shop class, Steve confessed, deadpan with dry eyes and an ache in his chest. Snowballed over time, and when I saw how you were with Dustin, when I felt how scared you were after Vecna and Chrissy. Steve left out how after Eddie had broken down in the boathouse, all Steve could picture was wrapping the other man up in his arms. And even though you were standing there trying to help me find the balls to go back to Nance, I kind of thought maybe you liked me too, Eddie. Steve polished off the third beer and put the empty ones back in the cardboard. He decided to save the rest. Getting drunk this close to nightfall when he was out and alone by himself didn't seem smart. He stood up and tidied the mess he'd made under the tree before making his way slowly back to where Eddie was resting. He sat beside him on his knees, holding back a heavy sigh. Did you, you know, did you feel that way about me? Silence. Before Steve could let out that sigh, a massive pickup truck pulled up in the parking lot nearby. It was a little weird to see someone else out this late. Not very many cars went past the cemetery when they weren't stopping to visit. Steve stayed crouched by Eddie's grave as the truck drove past, his skin pebbling with goosebumps when he heard music blasting out the open windows. It was loud and kind of angry sounding. Lots of heavy guitar. Even though Steve wasn't a fan of thrash metal, he'd still gone to pick up a Metallica tape after Eddie's funeral. It felt only right to play it for Dustin on their drives, like a little memorial to his friend. But even after all that time had passed, Steve had kept the tape. He knew the songs pretty good, and the lyrics to Welcome Home were recognizable even from a distance. Steve turned towards the grave beside him, with his mouth open. No shit, really? This time, things stayed silent. It was just Steve and the wind and the sunset. He probably would keep visiting Eddie. Telling himself that he was done had been a flat-out lie. But he wouldn't come as often. Not anymore. Not after he felt like he finally had an answer. Steve patted the headstone, surprised when he felt a smile crawl across his face. Thanks, Eddie. I hope that wherever you are, you get to listen to Metallica all the time. Loud as you want. He went to collect two beers. What was one more? This was a celebration, after all. Eddie might never turn 21 in real life, but who was Steve to deny him his first legal cold one? Steve opened a bottle and sat in the grass up against Eddie's headstone. Then he settled in with his back right up against the smooth rock, facing the tree line with his own beer. Sunset looks lovely, don't you think? Steve said out loud. He could imagine Eddie laughing at him. He would tell Steve he needed better pickup lines, or maybe he'd pretend and play along, slide closer towards him on the grass. Steve wouldn't have to rely on his imagination to wonder how warm Eddie might feel pressed against his side, arm over his shoulders. Maybe he would make a joke about getting hammered with all the ghosts, or maybe he would just agree that the sunset looked nice, before pressing his lips against Steve's cheek. Happy birthday, Steve whispered when his drink was nearly gone. Eddie's would stay full until weeks later, when Steve would come to collect the empty bottle. The sun had finally set, blanketing the graveyard in a cover of blue twilight. Steve looked around to make sure that no one could see him, before he kissed the palm of his own hand. He patted the top of Eddie's headstone, hoping that all the heaviness he had been carrying around in his mind could finally rest, at least for a little while. Steve didn't get back to his car until Hawkins was completely dark. On the way home, he heard himself singing along to the radio, which he hadn't done in months. When he went to bed that night, he didn't have a single nightmare. He would wake up to bright blue skies and an unfamiliar, very welcome sense of peace. It would only dawn on Steve years later that around the time of Eddie's birthday, he would always get some of the best nights of sleep he ever had. The end.